Welcome to Heartspeak Podcast, episode 114. Old doors closing, new doors opening.
Welcome to the Heartspeak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
Well, how's your week been? Busy? And not necessarily busy outside, but busy inside? Yes, many of us are having very big dreams, very lucid dreams, and we're finding ourselves clearing out old energy, making decisions, being inspired. And my dream state has been so active, I've been waking almost every hour with a new dream and thinking, is this reality or was that reality? And I can find myself in old situations that I'm choosing not to continue. I'm making peace with people who in the past I didn't have peace with. I'm forgiving myself, forgiving them. And I'm reclaiming parts of myself. Oh yeah, there's that part of me that I had left in a story. And why is this happening? It's because this is this time of illumination I spoke about last time, when the doors are opening for us to know ourselves much more on a galactic level, a universal level, to know our spiritual self. But this knowing is not just in our head. Oh, yes, I know I'm a galactic being. It's living it. Time to bring heaven onto earth. Time to change the way our world exists or the way our world looks, not by trying to change the world, but by changing ourselves. Are you ready? So we have this conjunction coming up on the 21st of December, Jupiter, Saturn, wonderful. Lots, I'll say more about that next time. But we have now a solar eclipse coming up on the 14th. And that solar eclipse is a new moon. And it's the eclipse is going to be seen mainly in the areas like South America. And what does an eclipse mean, especially a solar one? It means a door opening. Let this light shine in from the darkness. And last time we spoke about illumination of those areas of us that were still in the dark, not necessarily negative, but parts to be brought into the light. So just around this time of the solar eclipse, the 14th, we're going to see ourselves becoming brighter. Maybe things will shine more clearly because it is in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the truth teller, the expander. It's ruled by Jupiter. So it's about let's expand ourselves. Let's exaggerate ourselves. Now, that can be a problem because we can find ourselves going off at a tangent. But the truth needs to come out now. Now, again, this is not truth as in my truth versus your truth. This is about being true to ourselves. That's all I ask. Stay true to our own inner knowing. My truth may be different from your truth. Doesn't mean you are wrong or I am wrong. It's our own perception, and how we wish to see the world. So truth needs to be aligned to where we're going in the world. And we do not need to argue with people who have a different truth. So you might say, well, how are we going to create a world of unity? We create it by truly accepting unconditionally other people's truths, other people's ways of life. And that actually brings us together, because it may well be that my truth takes me on a completely different path than yours does. But in the end, we're actually creating a tapestry, a beautiful tapestry of different perceptions of what the divine looks like, what God looks like, what the great mother looks like. You see, it's not just one person's perception, it's everybody's. And wouldn't that be beautiful when we say, oh my goodness, I may have seen things from a different point of view from you, but actually it's all coming together. And thank you for showing me your point of view. And along with this solar eclipse in Sagittarius, that's the moon and the sun on top of each other, it also is trining Aries. And Aries is a relatively new energy we're working with, but it's about free spirit. Yes, she has a little bit of feistiness in her, but that feistiness is in finding the free spirit within you and I. We don't have to fight someone else. Is where is my spirit trapped, contained by beliefs that no longer function for me? Where am I having to hide my spirit because I don't want to upset you, or I don't want to be told I'm wrong, I don't want to be criticized? That free spirit comes out of the third eye, not the solar plexus. So in the third eye, we have that we develop the wings to fly free. And that's what I want us to find, is those wings that say, I want to expand myself, to know myself in the fullest way I can. And today I reclaim my wings, because that's the Sagittarian energy. It may be a half man, half horse, but I'm giving you wings to move you. You can go on a horse if you wish. In other words, find that way of expanding your being. And the reason we're having the dreams is because, as I've suggested, time has disappeared, temporally induced mind experiment. So it was just an experiment, this idea of linear time, past, present, future. So when we were living, I'm going to say were living, in a world where there was time, we basically had an experience, an event, something that happened that we created, and it got locked into what we call the past. So it was as if I had an event, it was so traumatic or so upsetting that instead of completing that event and me being able to say, okay, I learned this from it, or I forgive that person, or I forgive myself, or I'm just not going to spend more energy on this, there's a part of us still locked in that past. So I know I've spoken about this before, but if you start your conversations with, well, it was my childhood, it was my mother, you should have seen what happened to me, I have every sympathy with you. I really do. But that should not be the way in which we define ourselves. We are not driven by what we call karma, past lives, ancestral healing or ancestral woundedness, our family life. If we define ourselves around a story, we are locked in a paradigm of time that is no longer functional for us as human beings. So what's coming up in these dreams is our ability to shut those doors, close those doors. Again, maybe you need to rescue your inner child or your little child who was in that story. Maybe you need to bring it into your heart, or maybe the part of you that may feel guilty that you were part of a story, maybe you need to bring that part into your heart. Because the heart is the portal. It is the torus. It is the way in which we will travel between our dimensions and other dimensions. And the way we build our torus, our doorway, is to bring back into our hearts all parts of ourselves that were lost and were separated. And it isn't enough, my friends, to just say, oh, well, I'm over that. That doesn't matter. Oh, no, it wasn't a big deal, because that's your head telling me this. And my concerns as we move into more Aquarian energy is this detachment that Aquarians have between what goes on in their head and they like telling themselves and what's truly going on in their hearts and in their lower body. And I have a real concern that we're going to detach. And I hear intellectualization of spirituality that seems to define everything in more intellectual terms, but I need it to be embodied. What does it feel like? What does your body feel like when you're in this spiritualized form? Because for many that I have worked with, including myself, being on this planet was not the easiest thing. And so sometimes we're just keen to get off it. So we create even a story that says, oh, well, I'm only here for a short time and then I'll leave. Or I'm only here to help humanity and then I'll leave. Or I don't belong here. Now, that all of that is true, but you're here. And here is where the universe is. Here is where the galaxy is. There isn't there. Do you understand that? So whenever we make this separation, whether it's between here and there or past and future, we are not living in a congruent state within our hearts. We're creating a separation. And what does separation create? Fear. Now, fear may not necessarily arise as anxiety or fear, but it can be opposition. It can be judgment. It can be shame. And the only way we're going to truly create this world of unity through the acceptance of diversity is to have no fear. That is our future. How do we get rid of fear? It isn't about telling our brains, oh, I don't mind it, nothing bothers me. That's detachment. Fear is dissolved through love. Loving every part of ourselves, not letting any part of ourselves be separated. So as you've heard me say, if I judge or have a problem with somebody else, they are showing me a part of me that is separate and needs to come home. And the more we are agitated, our aura is agitated by someone else's energy, and the more we have to express that, which I'm hearing a lot of, the more we need to stop, listen, and find that part that exists in someone else that we are shouting at. We need to be abusive or disrespectful to someone else. It means that we really have some fear that what exists in them exists in us. Okay. So our dreams, circumstances that are happening in the world today are all showing us where are we separated. Not from each other. Yes, that's definitely true, but from ourselves. Because when I own those parts of myself that were separated, there is nobody outside me who I'm separated from, because you and I are one. Namaste. That's what it means. So between now and the 14th, and then 14th to 21st, whenever you're listening to this podcast, please just hear yourself. Maybe tell a story. You know, if you want to just, what are the major events in my life? Some of you would write a book. But in that book or in that story, what part of you needs to come home? Where do you need to close a door? Because the doors are closing. My concern is as the doors close on time, parts of us will get trapped behind that door. Now, I'm not making that a prison sentence. I'm just saying is we're being given the chance to literally, it's like going back into an old house before it's demolished. And someone's saying to us, what do you want to take before it's demolished? What do you want to take? That's probably a good analogy. And even, you know, if someone has died, and I know we often go back into their house and we say, what do I want to take that is precious to this memory of this person? And what am I ready to let go of? And I'm suggesting to us all that that's what's happening. What are we ready to let go of that doesn't matter to us? And what are we needing to remember, bring into our heart? What is precious to us? Or what needs a little love and care? Maybe you bring an old teddy bear with you because you really love and that teddy bear represents your childhood, which actually there was a need to bring that into your heart to give it more love. And as we're doing this clearing, it is a case of also clearing out your house. Some of you may have been doing that this year because we all had plenty of time. What clothes are you no longer going to wear? What foods will you not eat? What books will you never read? What papers will you never need? Please, please, clear, clear, because the past is over. The only memory you have of the past is how it made you and I grow, how we were enriched by that experience. Okay? So I want to spend the rest of this time in a meditation. Now, when I use a meditation, I'm doing it not just to say, oh, this is a nice thing to do at the end of my podcast. What's happening is that our mind, our thinking is so strong that this is the place where we hold on to our old stories, our old beliefs about ourselves, our old ways of being, and the constant questions we ask. But how? What am I going to do? I can't do this. It's all throat chakra excuses and questions. So if you find yourself doing that, just be aware. Always wanting to know what the future holds. What am I going to do next? There is no future. It's now. So when I do a meditation, I'm using the highest forms of healing, but also transition for you, so that we know that you cannot change the mind with the mind. You can't just put an affirmation in and say, okay, I'll finish with that. Why I use meditation, and I ask you to embody your meditations, is that instead of just working on the mind, we either have to work through the emotions and the body, how do I feel embodied in this experience, or to use higher frequencies such as color, sound, and sacred geometry, all of which we've spoken about. So when I do a color meditation, it's not just, oh, that's nice. Color shifts our consciousness. Sounds, tones shift consciousness. Sacred geometry shift consciousness. What's sacred geometry? Just shapes, different shapes we see in the world, even if it's the moon or the shape of a tree, shape of your dog. They're all shapes that shift consciousness. Of course, I might be talking about other shapes that are more consistent, such as the sunflower, etc., or the vesica Pisces, the coming together of two rings. But what I want to say is never see these as lesser forms of healing or transition. They are the highest ways in which we can change our vibration. And we need to change that vibration. So even if just before you go to sleep, you imagine the silver moon coming down to clear you and gold rising up in the morning when you get out of bed, or you wrap yourself in a particular bubble of light and color before you go out in the day, all of these are not from fear, but from love of yourself. And the more we use color and sound, maybe you hum or you whistle or you know a song in your mind, all of those are shifting consciousness all the time. So just be aware that when I use a meditation, I'm not doing something that's just like, oh, a little meditation that I may or may not do. I'm doing it because I know the power of meditation to open doors that maybe we thought were closed or we never even knew existed. So are you ready to work with me here? If, of course, you're not in a setting where you can practice this meditation, do it later. Close your eyes. As always with my meditations, take a short breath in and a long out breath. And repeat that two more times. We're going to first work with rooting ourselves. So I should have said beforehand, but if your feet are on the ground, that'd be really good. If they're not, it's fine. But please take your awareness down to your feet. Feel magnets on the soles of your feet. There's an even larger magnet in Mother Earth, and she is pulling you into her. You develop roots from the soles of your feet. Your roots become surrounded by Mother Earth's most beautiful, moist, nurturing soil. I want you to be aware of all the minerals in that earth, especially minerals such as silica and iron, carbon, oxygen. Feel yourself really drawing upon these wonderful minerals to nurture your roots. Nitrogen, phosphate. and feel safe, supported, and secure, held by Mother Earth through your roots. Now move your awareness up to your heart chakra, center of your chest. And imagine that this is the most beautiful vortex, but the vortex is like a beautiful cup, a chalice, which I mean it's turning. It's this swirling energy, but it's contained within this beautiful chalice. Because what you've brought into your chalice, into your heart, of all those parts of you that have been separated. Just see yourself bringing more parts home. Oh, I'll bring that piece in. I'll bring that piece in. There's my inner child. There's my wounded little girl. There's the part of me that can judge others. There's a part of me that's been judged. There's a part of me that's hurt others. There's a part of me that's been hurt. There's a part of me that's critical. There's a part of me that's sensitive to criticism. Bring them all home. They're all true to you. And as each piece of you comes home, doors close to that story, but your heart, what we call the portal or the torus of your heart, the energy of your heart becomes expansive. And you literally see it as a doorway now. And you find the door opening to you, the door into your heart. And it is like a doorway. It isn't that you go in and out of another door immediately. There's a space in between. And you're in that space between. And you feel the love for yourself. This level of compassion that has never waned. You see, it's not about doing something. It's just, oh my goodness, I was always loved. I've never been disconnected from love. And now, from our heart, we move down through our body, down through those roots, down, down to the center of the earth, the heart of Mother Earth, another portal. And she, the heart of Mother Earth, welcomes you into her heart with great love. Welcome, welcome. I've been waiting for you. And once again, you pass through a door and you enter a place of such peace, such love. And now you feel the pull of the sun, the great sun, which is another portal. The sun, which will be eclipsed on the 14th. And in the eclipse, a new door will open that hasn't been opened for a very long time. And you find yourself riding the sun's rays towards the sun. You feel the heat, but somehow it doesn't burn you. You pass through the outer barriers of the sun and into the heart of the sun. Welcome, welcome, it says. You are welcome. We've been waiting for you. And you rest there in the magnificence of this life-giving source of energy. You feel it fill your cells, your beingness. And then you feel another pull. Because at this time, the sun is aligned to the galactic center, the heart of the Great Mother, the heart of the galaxy. And you ride the galactic waves all the way to the galactic center. Once again, you enter through a door, but enter into a place of peace in between doors. Welcome, welcome. We've been waiting for you. You realize that this is the place from which all stars are born, and that if you pass through this heart, you can continue all the way to the heart of the universe. What's known as the central sun of the central sun. But there's no need to, because as you are in the heart of the galaxy, you see the rays coming from that central sun. You see the cosmic rays reaching the galaxy at this time, and they are being received by the galactic center. And she is saying, welcome, welcome to them. And you realize that one door, one portal, one torus links all. So if you are in one torus, one portal, one doorway, you're in all of them simultaneously. And as you know that, you literally are carried by the cosmic rays that are coming into our earth at this time, the spiritual rays, the spiritualized rays. You're carried from the galactic heart to the solar heart, to the earth's heart, and then finally back into your own heart, bringing that energy with you. And you see now that the beautiful torus portal chalice that you created is now expanding, is now being filled with this amazing light. You can give it color if you wish. And as that happens, our hearts spread around our body through the bloodstream, through everything, the nervous system, this new energy, this new spiritualized message of who we are. It's like we're saying, welcome, welcome, because we've been awaiting this. Welcome, welcome to myself, to the true self. And gently, in your own time, I suggest you slowly bring yourself back to the place where you are. And only in your own time, I suggest you open your eyes. I really encourage you to continue practicing this all the way up to the 21st of December, even up to the 25th, because we need to close doors and open doors to be ready for these energies that are not just coming to us, but are coming to everyone in the world. So there will be no separation or no need for fear or separation, because we are one with this new energy and we are ready. Bless you all, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Heart Speak Podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Please check out all Heart Speak episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. HeartSpeak is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, and now playing on iHeartRadio. You can also watch the archive podcasts on YouTube. Connect with Christine on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, including her newest Facebook group, The Great Mother Calling. Do share with family, friends, colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of HeartSpeak.